snake is duplicitous as a Newark, New Jersey whore. Your fans are drawn from the lowest dregs of a juggalo meetup in Florida, circa 1994. Do you spend long, lonely afternoons with nothing but your emptiness and rage? You've constructed walls around you that conceal your emotions. You dwell in the saddest gilded cage. Tell me, what will you say to your son when he asks about when you dodged a fight with another comedian? And I've never felt the urge to punch a woman in the face, but I'll make an exception for the Puerto Rican gutter snake. I pray you find some peace, relax your coils and put your fangs away, and let somebody in, and Neil's gonna win. Shout out to Big J, Figureless Gloves for life, baby. Peace.
Beautiful melody right there.
There he is, Beardo in Australia. We're going to see Lou Gomez next week, this coming week.
Yeah, we'll be in New York. I'm getting in Thursday. What day are you coming in?
I get in Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Lou actually said I could stay at his the den, the snake pit.
Okay, the hole in the ground?
Yeah.
That he crawls out of?
Yeah, so yeah. I got that going for me.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Lou's playing Fortnite lately. He said I could play with him. So that's cool. I look forward to it. Maybe we can smoke some Marlboro Reds.
Is that what he's smoking?
Probably.
I'm a Pall Mall non-filter.
I would guess that or Cool with a K would be Lou's brand. I don't know.
Don't speak out of turn.
That's
here.
True.
You don't want to make the rattlesnake angry.
Definitely not when I'm
get
seeing
that venom
him this
in
week.
Your cock.
He's playing basketball 3-on-3. Stay healthy, Lou.
So what happened? The Punch Drunk Crew is supposed to play 3-on-3, but nobody showed up but Ari?
It's weird. I don't understand it because it's Punch Drunk versus Kill Tony versus Legion of Skanks, but I don't get how you have a tournament with three teams.
Seems very well thought out.
Kind of usually have an even number, so it's two people play.
Hey, keep playing
winners
it down.
Play, but I don't know if it's like you have to beat all three teams. I don't know how
well,
it
somebody's
goes.
Playing twice, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you
I don't
go
know if
there.
There's a bye or I don't know how it goes.
So one team is already automatically ranked above the other team if you go only three teams.
I'm worried about Big J's grip on the ball with those fingerless mittens he wear, the winter gloves he wears.
He's probably got special ball handling gloves.
Not to mention, I mean.
He's got stuff for beating his ball bag.
I had to ask right off the bat, are you okay? Did you see ADC, Andy yeah. Dice Clay? Is, he does not like just judging all Dice judges.
Is the photo.
Are stare down photos of fights, and he thinks Lewis, a.k.a. Lou, has got the advantage.
Gotta be honest with you, judging by the Eleanor excluded, obviously, but the people that Dice surrounds himself with, I don't think Dice has the, he's best at reading people's character.
Yeah, I mean, Dice has never been
wrong. I don't want to name names, but
in any of his predictions, he's really never been wrong. He said fingerless gloves would be a huge fashion trend. And
true.
They are huge.
True.
Rhinestone jackets would never go out. He's right on that.
Very much. Very
two for
true.
Two. So the best part of the I just watched the clip they put up, but was Eleanor was like, you keep mentioning this guy like you don't know him. You know him. What are you no. talking about, Eleanor? She's like, you've seen him like 500 times at the store. He's a store comic. Who is he? It's Ryan O'Neal. He looks different from the side. How different could someone look from the side?
You know what? I will say a lot of people not recognize me now that I only wear glasses because for years I didn't wear glasses at all.
Well,
now I'm always so ADC.
You threw the Dice Man off his game.
It's true.
He's going to give you the hammer.
Should have gotten the shooter goggles that he wears.
That's true. And he's got he had the gray chops going, the gray Wolverine chops.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about the Dice Man's picks on anything.
I'm going to put some money down on you, Gomez.
Jerry's like, he reminds me of the Conor McGregor guy. I was like, well, McGregor is a good fighter.
Just say when. It's let's lose motto. And I like that Lou has gained confidence
yes.
from Andy. He's doing nursery rhymes now. he did a hickory dickory dock. He's really feeling this dice push. I like it.
I like his...
two New York guys, hand in hand.
I appreciate his confidence, man. I'm glad he's confident because I don't want to go in there and just have to steamroll somebody. I want somebody who's going to put up a little bit of a fight.
You want Puerto Rican pride.
Yeah.
Maybe a ride down to the ring and on a horse like that Mexican fighter used to do with a lollipop in his mouth.
That'd be fucking great. It never ceases to amaze me that everyone's like, I don't know, man. Lewis traded pretty hard. Like, I'm just sitting on my fucking ass every day. Dude, just going, oh, man, this fight 7 weeks away.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I guess maybe I'll fucking run around the block a couple times.
I don't get if it's a backhanded compliment of like no one expected him to do anything. So the fact that fact that he is doing stuff, they're like, wow, doing stuff. But yeah, obviously, like if you're gonna do this, why wouldn't you do it right? Why wouldn't you do? And it's like it's not like you're playing fucking racquetball. You're gonna fight.
Well, that's what Ari said. He's like, "What do you think, O'Neal sitting around eating bonbons?"
Like Peggy Bundy. Good comment by Ari.
I'm just trying to maintain my physical health going into the fight, man.
Yeah, you got to get healthy. You got to stay healthy. I got a joke for Lou. I think I may give him this one since he loves my comedy so much. What's in Lou Gomez's toilet?
What?
Real ass duty. I don't think he's going to like it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to make a dice style prediction and be like, he's not going to be that into it. I like it.
We should start the Real Ass Duty podcast.
Well, I'm going to go out there as a real ass dude. I've called everybody doggy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you call him caddy?
No, I'm going to like, just doing everything.
But golf caddy. Throw him off his game.
Oh, C-A-D-D-Y.
Yeah. Like bag of Vans. Let me look at another showdown picture. I'll tell you who's going to win it.
I'm going to start calling him Doogie.
Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
He's a real ass Doogie?
What's up, Doogies?
Real ass podcast. Shout out.
Oh, man. This is going to be interesting, man. This was definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah, the trip to New York and then the fight. After that, it's pretty much...
This might be the last podcast we do if we end up fucking getting stabbed by these low-level juggalo
we
types.
We may need to hire Matt Serra. Did you see his video?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know who he is, Matt Serra...
He's like at some food court at the fucking someplace in Vegas.
In a casino. He was... And I like Matt. I enjoyed his career. I loved him on The Ultimate Fighter when he would recommend foot stomps to every fighter.
Little foot stomps, Bam Bam.
Little foot stomps are good. Give him the foot stomps. But all they do is irritate. They don't really cause
damage. Oh, they're worth it.
But he's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. I suggest that if he weren't boys with Dana, I don't know if it would happen. Especially
what,
not this
in the
quick.
Hall of Fame?
You think he's Hall of
he
Fame worthy?
He had the fucking title. But he beat GSP.
So you think any title holder's automatically
absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. Who wouldn't be? Why wouldn't you be in the Hall of Fame if you held a title?
Yeah.
That means you're the best in the fucking world at that weight class.
But he just... Yeah, I guess.
He had a pretty good fucking career. Dude, he had some very memorable fights. Matt Hughes.
No, he had a solid... Like, he had a solid... I don't know if I'd give him like an A career, but it was like a solid...
Only guy that beat GSP.
Yeah, which was
as
amazing.
As a champ.
Probably the best
knocked
upset.
Him the fuck out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there with Nate Diaz and Connor, but it was crazy.
But think about this. I mean, Connor, you know, he came on fast. GSP was unstoppable.
Yeah, he was a wrecking machine. Anyhow, Matt Serra was in Vegas for his UFC Hall of Fame induction. And I had saw conflicting reports. One said this drunk guy tried to swing on him. Another said he was just like being a disturbance.
Yeah.
But either way, Matt Hughes ends up. Matt Serra ends up on top of him, and it just looks like somebody like wrestling a child.
The guy's trying to buck him, and he's like, calm down.
He's like, it's okay, come on. He's like laughing. He's like,
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you,
man. I'm going to press charges, you motherfucker. And he's like, okay, buddy. And he's like laughing. He's the guy's arms. He's in the middle of a restaurant.
But that guy was way. Did you see the pre-videos? Yeah. Like, he and his lady were wasted.
Well, then security comes, and they think Sarah's, like, involved in a fight.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm trying to control it. He's like, are you ready to take over here?
That's what the security guy was like, I guess.
Yeah, he seemed tentative.
Yeah.
And Sarah just handled this guy. Oh, like I mean, fucking...
You're talking about, like, a security guy who's just fucking probably making like $15 an hour. He doesn't want to deal with this shit.
Yeah, he's like, Sarah, can you take him down?
Yeah, that's what I would have said. I would be like,
looks like you're doing a good job.
Let's wait for the real cops.
He should have choked him out, and then the security guard could have like dragged him somewhere.
Be great.
Just to the sidewalk.
Take him down to the basement like they used to.
But give him the hammer to the hand.
He's just working there part time as the hammer man. Put your hand out.
Put on the MC Hammer. It's hammer time.
No, dude, I think when's Chris Lytle gonna get into the fucking UFC Hall of
Fame?
Funny
you should bring that up, because somebody sent me this, and this is a warning for you.
Okay.
They think Lou may subject himself to these sort of antics in the fight.
What kind of antics are these?
This is, I don't know what organization. This is from Lance. I don't know what organization.
Oh, is this the one with the heart attack?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I saw that.
Chris Lytle was the color man. And then he goes in for a post-interview.
Oh, did he really?
Sounds a little slurry, unfortunately, I think.
Oh, does he? He was never like the most articulate
guy.
Maybe
that's just how he talks, I hope.
Dude, he was in some wars. He's probably a little slurry.
So Jonathan Ivey and Travis Fulton were
fighting.
So you know
Travis Fulton has like the record, I think, for like the most MMA fights ever. He's over 318 fights.
This is Combat XLV, if you want to know what this is. I've never heard of that, but
I think that guy, he might be the number one, and then there's a couple guys that have in like the 200s. But this dude literally fights like every fucking weekend.
He's the guy with the mustache.
He's the taller, fat guy.
Because Jonathan Ivey loves Travis Fulton so much that
he has
his face tattooed on his body. So
he tapped out in that fight.
So here's what happens. This guy, Jonathan Ivey.
But
he grabbed the wrong side. It wasn't.
I know, but did he? He's like, oh, you son of a bitch.
He grabbed his chest. The other guy kind of stopped for a minute. Then he comes in tries to finish him. Goes for some ground and pound, and then he ends up tapping out. I don't know if he was gassed or
no, because he idolized him so much that he goes, I couldn't do this to my hero. So he knew that he could have finished him, and he just stopped, and he tapped out.
So if Lou grabs his chest, you beat him through the heart attack.
He grabbed his chest. It's probably because his titty's spraying milk out of it.
That could be, too. That could be venom.
It's true.
Venomous milk.
Poison milk.
You may want to wear sunglasses like Steve Irwin used to do when he would handle those spitting cobras.
That's true. I might. That was a great. It was just an interesting fake just to get him off of his game for a minute.
I feel, though, that it's bad karma. And this guy, he was overweight. He may have a real heart attack in the cage.
That could be, too.
And the other guy's just going to be like, yeah, okay. And this guy may end up dying.
Beating the shit out of him.
he set himself up as the man who cried heart attack.
The ref was, like, thrown for a loop at this whole thing. He was like,
you know
what
the
fuck's going on? Who
was it? It was Brock Reffner, the short jacked guy.
Oh, that was him?
It was him. I did. He got the fight. Fucking little whatever his name is, Little John McCarthy.
Dude, that guy, he's like, when he tapped out, he's like, what? He had no idea what the fuck was happening.
The commentators were confused. Like, is he hurt?
It was weird.
They didn't know what happened.
Yeah, he just said he couldn't beat his idol. First of all, can you imagine having over 300 MMA fights?
I cannot.
I think like 40 of them may have ended in knockout. He being knocked out.
It's not good that you idolize Lou.
It's true. I do have a tattoo.
You have a Puerto Rican rattlesnake tattoo. It's the Puerto Rican flag with the rattlesnake duty right on the center.
With Lou's gelatinous body hanging out the bottom of it.
Speaking of duty talk, Courtney confessed to me that the duty talk last week made her gag. The Danish and O'Neill show made her gag.
Was that the one with the...
The shit shooting.
I was thinking that maybe we need to take a break. Kind of like when people started going, you're going too far with the horse fucking.
Make a duty moratorium's in order.
Yeah.
But she said that.
But? Wait,
well,
what?
The part that made her gag is the fact that he was stockpiling it, and her brain went astray, started thinking of how this guy was putting it in and just picturing it, and it really left.
Spraying it.
We're changing diapers. It may have gotten in her head.
True.
And she almost puked.
But maybe we did a beautiful job of painting a portrait of this shit spray.
That's true as well. But I think,
which is similar to Ocean Spray, but
I think
less flavorful.
We're going to take a brief shit moratorium. Don't worry. It'll be back. We're a huge fan.
We were going buck wild for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we might have to take a bestiality because that beagle from 2 weeks ago got to me. That hit home
for me.
It got to
another, the listener who had two, it was not Beagle, it was, what do you call it?
Oh, a Basset Hound.
Should I not play this Pepper song, which is about animal love? Should I not debut it? Should I wait?
Let's wait. Okay. Because I will say, there was something about, like, I could handle just a guy fucking a dog. We talk about fingering it. Seems like you're, it's too intimate. It's like warming up something.
That's romance.
Yeah, that is romance. It's like when I was like, when it's much more intimate if you just see two guys making out versus you just see two guys fucking.
4th of July in my neighborhood was my first one in my new neighborhood. It was a war zone.
Something tells me they probably started June 30th.
They started early, but on the actual 4th of July, there was like a 3-hour window where it was nonstop. But this like new brand of firework that's like fucking loud.
Dude,
as
it's
fuck.
Not a new brand. What do you mean a new brand?
New to me.
Oh, yeah. You're not, dude.
These things are fucking like sound like bombs.
So I used to go up to Griffith Park for 4th of July, and when you look out during 4th of July, it looks like literally a war zone. It looks like people are dropping bombs all over the fucking city.
My neighborhood, Baby Barb, was not loving.
You were
it.
Up in West Hollywood, dude. Nobody. You're in like area now.
In West Hollywood, yeah, there was
nobody buying fireworks.
When you can't, like, you'd get probably I live very close to a fire station, so they probably wouldn't love that.
Yeah.
Also, there's a pretty heavy cop presence in Hollywood.
But not even that. It's like everybody in that neighborhood is going out to parties.
That's true too.
The people there, like, they live there.
This was like,
it's like you go to Eagle Rock or Highland Park, dude. People are setting off fucking bombs.
This was a solid. I'm not even kidding. 3 hours.
No, I totally believe
straight
it.
Straight of fucking window. Yeah. Rattling explosives. It was interesting, but it was also nerve-wracking having a baby that you're trying to put to sleep and you want to stay asleep, and just these things are the noise machine.
Get the earmuffs.
The noise machine came in handy. I said we should have probably had earmuffs because it was fucking nuts. And it was hot, and we wanted the windows open. You had to shut them.
Dude, welcome to the real LA.
Yeah.
It's
welcome to East LA.
You're living in the shelter of West Hollywood.
I know. I was living in the gay bubble.
Now you're in the fucking, you're in the crotch of Los Angeles.
Now I'm living the life of La Raza, the people.
Yeah. These are like natives.
Yeah. Heavy Mexicans. My neighborhood's not, I don't know if it's majority Mexican, but there's definitely a Mexican presence. And it seems like the Mexican people are fans of fireworks in general.
Yeah, man. And you go to Mexico and you bring that shit. That's where I bought my stick of dynamite. I mean, they got the real shit.
They're like, don't go to China. Just come right here.
It sucks, though, man. California and their safe, insane fireworks. We were blowing off fireworks up in Fresno, but there were some people who had some fucking local cannons going off.
Seems like they're getting them, though. Seems like the cops don't really do much.
Well, a police helicopter was flying around, I guess, because they're like real. But it's
here,
a suburban
where
shit.
I am, though, like, it was so, like, all these things sounded crazy. So I don't
think
they
can't do anything. In
yeah,
LA.
I think they're just like, what are we
going
to do?
They're just trying to put out. Dude, so.
And prevent people from firing guns in the air.
One year I went up there and I saw a fucking warehouse catch on fire.
Jesus. Yeah, it's surprising you don't hear more of just like fucking blatant.
There's fires. When I was in Eagle Rock, somebody ended up lighting a whole fucking palm tree on fire. The top was just ablaze.
Were rats running down?
Well, no, but they that probably would be a likely scenario in most places.
Hot as hell. If you're in the LA area, try to stay cool. This weekend was
God
a real
damn.
Scorcher.
Dude, Saturday, I went to the gym, you know, to fight. It was hotter inside. It was over 100 degrees.
Jesus.
It was insane.
Training in a sauna.
Like when you hit somebody, you would get just splashed in the face with their sweat because it was so heavy.
Do they do hepatitis tests at the front door?
No. Hopefully they do them at Ellis Mania.
I don't know. Lou may not be able to pass.
Hopefully he's not a bleeder. Yeah, man. I was working out in that fucking heat. I almost died. I spent an hour and I was like, dude, I can't do anymore. I lost like 4 pounds.
I heard Lou's in air conditioned gyms.
Yeah, I know, dude, where they give you foot massages afterwards.
He lost the eye of the rattlesnake.
Dude, but I did read that training in extreme heat is, it's like training at high altitude.
You should wear one of those weird face masks that Vandalay used to train with, like to cut off your oxygen.
Yeah, they claim that those don't do anything.
That's what I've heard. You look cool.
You look like Bane from fucking Batman.
I was on a walk at 7 a.m. the other morning just to, A, Baby Barb was up. Two, I wanted to beat the heat, so I went out early. And I took her out. I was wearing Baby Barb.
You're wearing her in here. You should. Do they make sweaters that just have a built-in Baby Bjorn?
I wish, but it'd be way too hot.
Yeah, I mean, for the winter.
Maybe a tank top or a sports bra.
Yeah.
So when I wear her, and it's, you know, sunny, which is pretty much 362 days a year here, I put a light blanket on her, which actually David Taylor got us some night light blankets.
Ooh.
Enjoy the muslin blankets. Thank you, David. So I put that over her to keep, you know, the her part, because I, when it's super hot, we go just diaper, nothing else.
Yeah.
Because the body heat, like, it's traditional. She sweats from, like, your body heat and vice versa. And so I put a blanket over, and I kind of, like, tuck it in parts. So I don't have to fucking hold it or do anything with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking, and I see this woman approaching me. There's, like, we live in a weird area where there's, like, normal apartments, but then if you cross Robertson, it's, like, fucking ritzy, like, some of these, like, huge mansions.
And you're getting over into that.
Beverlywood.
Yeah.
And so I'm over there, and this lady's walking a dog towards me. And I can tell she's got some pep in her. I'm like, 7 a.m. I went to bed at 3 a.m. I was like, I don't want to talk to this lady. And so I like kind of tried to avoid eye contact. And she's like, from a distance, it looks like you're wearing a dress.
Tell her go fuck herself.
I was like, okay. I was like, I don't, what do you, like, what do you want me to, I was like, yeah, okay.
By the way, great. Totally unsolicited. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't
why,
care. I don't give a fuck.
What the fuck do I want to hear your opinion for?
I really don't. And then she's like, it looks like you're wearing a nightgown. And I was like, okay. And I didn't laugh, and I was just like, are we done? Like,
what did you say?
I just said, like, yeah, all right, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, what do you want me to do about it, bitch?
Then I just kept walking. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, you couldn't have thought that in your head? Like, you had to say it out loud? What did she think I was going to say? Like, that's awesome? Let's high five? Like, okay,
so what
great.
If you were wearing a nightgown? I'd say on that, too.
And she's wearing a hat that said boss lady. It's like, hey, man, maybe I'm just trying to be a boss dad, all right?
She said fuck. Boss lady?
She had a boss lady hat on. I don't know what the fuck, if it's a company or if she is a boss lady. Hey, I don't know.
But you should have told her, hey, from a distance, you look like a cunt walking a dog.
Not a boss lady.
Mind your fucking business.
I was like, who the fuck asked you? It's 7 a.m. I don't want you to say anything.
There should be a law that say, no conversation should start on the street until 10 a.m.
It's like, hey, sorry for trying to keep my baby's fucking pristine skin out of the goddamn sun and prevent cancer. Sorry for trying to do a good job as a parent, but I'll be more mindful of my fashion whether you're walking your shitty fucking dog.
Should have spit on her dog and walked away.
I was like, are those your dog's balls? Let me kick them from behind. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Let me suck them.
Keep moving. And then I heard her talk to somebody else. Like, I'm like,
yeah, hey, lady. Get out of here. Nobody wants to talk at 7 a.m.
How about you shut your fucking mouth with your unsolicited opinions?
Nobody wants to talk at 7 a.m.
Then I walked by a yard sale. 7 a.m. This thing was hopping. And
Is this a weekend or weekday?
It was a weekend. But it's still crazy to see.
Well, do you know what, though? I know some people who are big yard sailors, that they do get going pretty, because that's where you get the best shit.
But it was just
like, you don't want to go there at 10 when it's already been picked through.
Like, this lady, my whole walk takes about a little over an hour, and this woman was picking through these jeans, and she was there like when I walked by, and then when I came back.
Did they have a changing booth?
I was thinking that. Do you try it on? Because then if you don't want it.
I'm assuming that there's some assholes out there like, do you have a place I can try these on?
Do you go into their house?
Yeah. You know, you get the keys. They let you in.
This is a bathing suit. Do you have a pool? I got to try these out. They're going to see if they fall down.
Have you ever seen the bathing suits? I only know this because I have sisters, but they would like occasionally, when we go to the mall, we were kids, and you know, you have to wear underwear. You try on the bathing suit. There was two different times where one like had shit streaks in it and one had period blood. My sister's like, mom, I almost threw the fuck up.
Is that like dented can section? They're like, these are discounted. You got to wash them heavily.
Who tries on a bikini or a bathing suit and just your fucking no undies?
When I was in high school, there was a girl who got caught going to Victoria's Secret and she would put on undies and bras and then put on her clothes over them. And she got caught ripping them off, breaking the law.
Who went so and rip her pants down?
I don't know. I don't know how they figured it out. But they're like, wait, she came in with a B and she has like a triple F. What's under there?
It's a bold move because there's no like, that shit's, you can't like run outside and then throw the CDs if you stole CDs out in the woods or something or the parking lot and then run away.
Well, and you're in like a
you're
mall.
You're on them.
You're already in. You can't just walk out the doors. You got to go in. You're in the property. You can't like just walk out to the outside.
That shit is in you.
And those rent-a-cops are going to take you down to Chinatown.
Maybe it wasn't Chinatown.
I went to the Hollywood Y the other day. I was in the area. I'm due for a Y review, but I just have this quick thing. And they have a bulletin board, and they post like what people say about the Y. For some reason,
picture you posted, is that really the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the outside, that entrance is the only place that's nice. The rest of it's a shithole.
Well, yeah,
like, you really made it look kind of nice.
Well, the outside you ought is to go all the, right.
Well, no, not the sides of it and stuff.
Oh, the sides suck. That's
people
true.
Defecating on the walls.
Yeah, that is true. So it says, I'll show you it. Here's the bulletin board. It's like they have like flowery background. It's like,
yeah.
It says, may I ask in a heart. And then up top it says, what is your favorite thing about the Hollywood YMCA? And this person did a carrot and wrote least favorite thing in pen. Here's their comment. I'm not making this up, and I did not write this. You should police your men's locker room. Too much Mex music, rap, amateurs trying out their Judy Garland imitations. I come here to work out, not hear music in a locker room or female impersonations. WTF. Is this Earl Skakel?
What the fuck?
So they the Y answers it. They highlight their answer.
Oh, Jesus.
They Christ. Say, we will ask that Judy Garland impersonations are limited. Smiley face.
Well, by the way, how many are actually going on here?
I never heard one. I didn't know that was what day was that on?
Yeah,
I would love to have seen it.
It might be Wednesdays and Fridays.
And we will continue to monitor music. But I like the Y. They take the criticism with, they give the guys the some shit back.
Also, you're going to locker room. Go.
Get in and get out.
It seems like it's not affecting his workout at all. It's only the locker room stuff.
Some of these people spend 4 hours in that locker room. This may be one of the guys who's like living there.
I don't get the fuck out of the locker room.
Shaving his dog's ass.
But just go get the fuck out of there.
Or wear some headphones. Easy answer.
Dude, it sounds like you should spend more time working out, less time in the goddamn locker room.
Or just enjoy the freak show like I did there for years. Or go to somewhere else. Those are your options.
Don't you just put your fucking bag in and then you go work out and then you come back, you get your fucking bag and you leave?
That guy sounds like, just from that comment, obviously we have no idea who that is, but he goes with Mex music, rap music. Yeah. Sounds like he could have a problem with some different races.
He might be an older gentleman.
He could be older. Seems like he's taking some shots.
Well, what is there? Was there a fucking mariachi band going?
Seems like
what's the Mex music?
I don't know. It seems like he's taking a shot at maybe some homosexuals with his Judy Garland. Yeah. And the Judy Garland reference lends itself to maybe a guy who's probably 70, maybe older.
Yeah, he's definitely an older guy.
And he's had enough.
He's like, what are all these Liza Minnelli tunes being fucking belted out?
Give me some Sinatra or nothing.
What a fucking
Where's the jukebox in this joint?
What a fucking weirdo.
So yeah, that guy got his opinion out there. Good for you, sir.
What are they going to say? By the way, if anybody's singing Judy Garland tunes, please.
Please.
Just switch it up.
Yeah, sing some.
And Mex music.
Sing some Barbra Streisand.
Is that even a term?
I've never heard that term.
Mex music.
Yeah, so there you go. And then Barb sent me this. I was saddened to hear this news. Yeah, buddy, Ronnie Coleman's been having some health problems.
Oh, really?
World famous bodybuilder, former policeman.
Former Mr. Universe.
Here he is.
Lightweight, baby.
Ain't nothing but a peanut.
That's 2,000 solid-ass pounds.
He's having health problems?
There he
God
is.
God damn. From all the steroids he did?
That's all natural.
Oh, come on now.
Ain't nothing but a peanut. Lightweight, baby.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but he may have taken a couple of tainted supplements.
I think he's
there.
Taking like horse steroids.
Dude, he's huge.
He's
Wasn't he fucking squatting like 2,000 pounds or something?
2,000 solid ass pounds.
God,
lightweight
damn.
Baby.
Leg pressing.
Ain't nothing but a peanut. Yeah, his joints are gonna go fast. He's 53.
By the way, though, when I do work out, sometimes I'm like lightweight baby. Come on, lightweight baby.
He's had a couple major surgeries over the past few years.
Oh, really? Your fucking joints can't handle fucking
lifting cars?
Yeah. Putting up 2,000 pounds.
He's had two hip replacements.
Two hip replacements?
Multiple back surgeries.
Whoa.
So he's been in hospitals a lot lately.
How's he maintaining his muscle? Tone?
Well, he showed off on his Instagram. I got to look at his Instagram that he's getting a little bit of work in. He's trying to stop his muscles from atrophying because that must kill him.
By the way, he can let him atrophy for like 4 years.
Yeah,
he'd still be like 10 times bigger than me.
He obviously, I believe, has that disease where you see your muscles smaller than what that, you know, like that anorexia of muscle,
dude,
whatever that is.
Do you remember he couldn't
body
even wear
dysmorphia?
He couldn't wear jeans. He had to wear shorts because his fucking legs were so big.
He had to buy a denim tent.
And, yeah, dude.
It put buttons on
it. And it was skin tight.
He said, I'm trying my best not to injure my back as I've just had surgery 3 weeks ago. And I'm fresh out of the rehab hospital 5 days ago.
And what is he squatting?
And this guy's doing, he's lifting. That soon after the injury. It's dude. Like, what are you doing,
just
man?
Fucking retire, brother.
He said, I should also inform you guys that I have another surgery Thursday because the rod came loose from the screw right after surgery.
Oh, my God.
He said, I was just released from the recovery room when the nurse came into my room to check my bandages. She asked me to roll over, and as soon as I did, I heard a loud pop. When I rolled back over, it popped again. My two-week follow-up appointment revealed a loose rod after x-rays. So this guy's body's so fucked up.
Dude, this just shows you what fucking roiding does.
When lifting crazy amounts
of
weight.
Because of the roids.
Yeah.
Like, your body, your joints can't fucking handle it,
when
man.
They say the roids loosen your ligaments, and so like things just pop. That's why a lot of those injuries where things pop off the bone.
Tearing your bicep off.
Yeah, or your quad, like Triple H did in wrestling.
Can you imagine tearing your fucking quad?
I think Vince McMahon tore something. It's like just a sign of steroid use or abuse.
God damn.
So he's still, even after all that, he was available for some light workouts.
But wait, his light workout is like...
Light workout, baby.
Is like a pro level max day.
I think the doctor comes into the room. They're like, where'd you get a fucking bench press in here?
Dude, who loosens the screws on the rod in your spine?
Oh, my God. And then like, I got to work out, doc.
Anybody got a Phillips head? Got to tighten that screw in my back.
Lightweight, baby. Screws in my back, baby. He said, I'm just training so my body doesn't atrophy as much as it already has.
How does he afford this, by the way?
Who knows? Policeman's union? I don't know. He said, I'm really tiny at the moment, which I'm sure he's not. But it's all good because we all know muscles have memory. Ronnie's optimistic.
Dude, I don't think they have that kind of memory. He's never going to be able to get that big again.
This guy's back surgery, one of them, was so bad that he had to have his intestines taken out so doctors could fuse screws into his back, then put him back in.
No way.
Dude, this guy is fucking...
He had to have his intestines fucking pulled out of his body.
Dude, look at him, though. He still looks huge. He's a hospital Johnny in the fucking bed.
Yeah, dude.
He's a big guy.
Get a picture of him at his peak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That guy was a...
Well, he's also 53.
God damn, dude, he ain't gonna make it much longer.
Look at his arm; it looks like all fucked up. It's like this, like the bumps on the wrist. Is that from just like
arthritis? Probably. Yeah, just fucking.
This guy's not
swollen
gonna,
joints.
This guy's not gonna age well.
Yeah, I think proof is in the fact that he's not aging well right now.
I'm assuming this is. I'm assuming obviously his face is a joke, but you think he's just doing that to get reps in? He's lifting some real small dumbbells.
I guarantee you.
He's like, do you got any weights in here? Please, bring them to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's addicted to it, obviously.
I could see him smuggling in soup cans to try to get a pump.
Dude, I don't even know how you can... I don't understand how you could even put that much time without your body breaking down, but obviously that's why they take the roids and everything else they take.
Here's his comment. Yeah, buddy. 6 days after major back surgery, I'm back in the gym lifting those light weights, baby, and it still ain't nothing but a peanut. Today I'm doing the nines, but in about 3 months I hope to be doing the 80s again. Y'all know I couldn't stay away long. Time to start making those gains again. Hashtag God. Yeah, buddy. Hashtag lightweight, baby. Hashtag it still ain't nothing but a peanut. Hashtag it's on like a marijuana bong. I didn't know that was one of his.
Is that what he said? Yeah, that's a real 90s reference. Still on like a marijuana bong.
Fucking Ronnie Coleman. Feel better. Hope we can get that up to those 80s.
Things are not going to go
oh,
well.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ronnie, if you're already having this kind of problem, it's not like you're going to fucking plateau. You're going to keep going downhill, my friend.
Oh, I mean, he's already had multiple.
You should go see a psychologist.
Multiple back surgeries, double hip replacement, unless he had to have the same one.
At 53, man.
Yeah.
At 53.
He needs to get into a nursing home. Someone sent me a thing. I didn't look up the story because I'm just getting inundated with a lot of stuff on Twitter. But a senior citizen fight club that got busted.
I saw that.
So Ronnie Coleman may want to get in there in like 10 years.
Yeah. Do they go by age or do they go by how many hip replacements you've had?
I think hip replacements, he's in. Easy.
And he's got fucking rods in his back.
He's like, yeah, buddy. I just killed the man in the senior citizen fight
league. Lightweight, baby. Take out those intestines.
Where'd they put him? Just on the fucking table.
Probably like, let me curl them while you guys do the surgery.
I know I'm going to be out, but can you guys put my legs under some weight and do some exercises?
Dude, if you're you're doing a surgery that doesn't involve your intestines, but they have to remove them, hang it up.
You know how much can go wrong with that? Because there's so many fucking feet of them.
Infections. When you get them twisted off.
Yeah, you have to make sure you like.
You could accidentally fucking cut them open.
You can drop a candy bar in there and it just stays inside your body.
Do you think they fuck
body?
Around with it at all?
Probably. Hey, catch this. I think they put it in like a clear thing like that guy on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had that brain inside of like a...
Oh, yeah. That always grossed me out.
Krang? Is that his name?
Yeah. Do you think they do balloon animals with it?
I would think. They must look at his body and be like, what the fuck
is this fucking idiot? What's he doing?
Dude, he must have so many rods and screws and fucking clamps and all this shit inside of his body. And they're like, you're 53?
He's the Terminator, man.
Lightweight, baby.
He's literally the Terminator now.
They must have to get bigger beds for him, too, because he's so wide up top.
What's he weigh? Got to weigh 300 pounds.
Let me see what Ronnie Coleman's.
What's his height and weight?
He's 5'1".
Like Bolo? Bolo Young? He was like 5'4".
He's 5'11".
Okay. Probably not anymore.
He's 54 now. He's married to Susan Williamson, 2016.
What's his weight?
Let's see his weight.
At his like peak... Because he was obscene. He was the guy who took shit to the next level.
I think he's roids. A multiple Mr. Universe.
I think he was for like 4 years
in a row.
His
peak, it lists him as 297.
God damn. Just solid, all solid ass muscle.
And to put that into context, Arnie Schwarzenegger was 249.
Whoa.
So that's like.
And Arnie was taller than him.
It's quite a. Was he over 5'11"? Arnie?
Arnie's like 6'1".
Is he?
Something.
I didn't realize
he was
that tall.
Wow, they claim 6 foot, 6'1". So, dude. You fucking 60 pounds, 50 pounds of solid ass muscle?
It's 60 pounds of solid ass muscle.
Fuck. Well, yeah, Ronnie, hope you make it back to the gym. I don't know what to say.
I think he said he also said he wants to make another run at one more Mr.
No,
he
didn't.
I'm pretty sure it's
no, he did. Do they have a senior? Oh, they do have a seniors, I think.
No, but I think he wants. Let me see.
Oh, wait, he wants to make another run at the young guys at Mr. Universe?
Yeah.
This guy can't even fucking, he can't even move.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to die underweight. He's going to just, he's not going to be
he's
able to lift
collapse
it.
Collapse on him.
Let me see if, is he still a cop?
I hope his dying words are, ain't nothing but a peanut.
We're lightweight, baby. Ain't nothing but a marijuana bong. What the fuck?
It's on like a marijuana bong.
That could be the worst one of those I've ever heard.
I think it's the best. Dude, it fits Ronnie Coleman to a T.
It does fit Ronnie Coleman. Says he came back in 2007 already. I mean, that's fucking,
10 years ago.
Yeah,
he was still
ago.
In his early 40s.
He's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
He met his Lebanese-French personal trainer. what is this? Who cares about that? Oh, that's his wife. Ex-wife.
Is he still a cop?
And he married his longtime girlfriend. He only dates personal trainers. Well, it doesn't say that, but he had two of them.
Is he still a cop? There's no way he could catch anybody.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
By the way, his thighs rub together. They would have to literally wear through the fabric on the pants. Like, there's no way.
You think he can fight at all?
No.
Just too muscle-bound?
I said he can't catch you. He can't do
anything.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, if he punched you, would it hurt? Or he's just a muscle-bound guy?
I mean, he punched you, it would probably hurt because he's so big. But, like, I don't think he could punch.
Yeah, definitely
also,
can't.
Also, he's going to gas. You think this guy's doing cardio?
No.
These guys are anti-cardio because it burns muscle if you don't have any fat.
I wonder, like, is he, other than all the physical, like, is his heart health, you know,
no.
Stuff like that?
Terrible.
Well, because of the roids probably, too.
Yeah. Dude, do you know what kind of strain this puts on you? It's like ultramarathoners. Terrible hearts.
I'm just on Wikipedia. I thought I saw that. Maybe it's the seniors. I don't know. I mean, a guy like that, you know he's going to want to come back in some...
he's a champion.
Some regard. Courtney was watching earlier. She started watching this show. Have you heard of 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
It's a TLC. TLC big hit.
I saw it on Netflix.
It's a big hit.
And I haven't watched
there's
it, though.
One.
So what's the premise?
The premise of the show is Americans who go online to meet people overseas, and these people want green cards.
By overseas, you mean Russia? Thailand?
There's one Thai woman.
Okay.
That relationship seems genuine. Some of them seem real. The one that's unbelievable, and I just want to see just these two people. I think the guy's in his late 20s. His name's Mohammed. He's from Tunisia.
White guy?
He's dark.
I was going to, oh.
Middle Eastern.
I've watched one called Age Gap, where it's like
so he's dating this woman who's older. She's like 43. She lives in Ohio. So this guy moves from Tunisia to Ohio. I'm just watching this like briefly.
Yeah.
And Courtney was telling me a little. She just started, but was telling me about it. And the woman, a little heavier.
Okay.
She has like three or four kids from other relationships.
From
previous.
But multiple other relationships,
yeah.
Not just one.
And so then she gives off a Kathy Bates from Misery vibe.
Yeah.
And so they get married, and Courtney said that the guy's like, you may kiss the bride, and he said, no, I can't. It's against my religion. Wouldn't kiss her.
Shut up.
And this lady is so in love with this guy, and just doesn't
really... Have they fucked?
I don't think he ever touched her. And you have to be married for 14 months, and so and then as soon as that was over...
What's the 90-day fiancé thing? Like, all these people wait 90 days to get married, or what?
I don't know if that's like, you have to wait before for the green card. I'm not sure what that means. But, I think she accuses him of cheating, obviously. And he's like, all right, yeah, I'm not into you. And she's like devastated. She's
he admits
like,
it?
Or no, I don't think he said that, but he's like, it's over, you're crazy. You know, he's manipulative. He's like, you're crazy, I can't do this. All you do is you go crazy. And she's just like, I'm so in love with him. And she has like this friend over, and she's like, you can't even see him. And so then...
Yeah, but he's going to lose his green card.
So he goes to Miami, and he's like boning this other chick that he met online.
Oh, he is?
This guy can't work because he's like, he's not a citizen.
But he's going to lose his shit because they check on you and make sure you're living together.
So he goes to a divorce attorney I was watching, and the guy's like, ooh, you're getting divorced. Ooh, that's not good. And he's like, why you can't, you're leaving the state? And he's like, I'm going to Miami. And so...
<guy's> like,
so he,
I'm going to Miami.
So, but the lady gets pissed at him, and she annuls the marriage.
He's
but,
done.
But if it's a divorce, he could probably stay. Annul, they're going to boot him out.
But they have to stay married a certain amount of time. They have to actually prove that they're living together and that like it's a legit marriage.
Well, he thinks if he can get a change to divorce, he's good.
I don't think
so.
He
has to call her up. But then in her one-on-one interview, she's like, to be honest, the only reason I did the annulment is I'm trying to scare him back. She's still into this guy. It's so crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
It's so fucking... To watch it, you're like, this is so fucking crazy that this lady is that fucking... She's bought in this... The guy never touched her. Didn't do anything.
The guy... I got to give this guy some credit, though. To go through... You're probably like... You know, we can't fuck till we get married. Then you're like, I have these religious beliefs. So what? So you're never going to fuck anybody?
And then I guess with his new lady in Miami, they got a hotel.
What'd she look like?
She was older too, but like better. And so he
is
got
this guy like some hunk?
He's like a decent looking guy, but he seems like he is, like he seems like he could fuck you around a bit.
What would Dr. Brule say?
He said he's probably a hunk.
He's probably a bunch of hunks over here.
I mean, with the first lady, he's like easily probably the best she's ever done at that age and especially now.
Oh, man.
And so the new lady, they were getting a hotel.
By the way, this is all aired. He's going to get kicked out.
Yeah, I would think.
Because so it's clearly a
the
sham.
The show is like, please don't get kicked out because this guy's great TV.
Dude, when my mom married my dad, because she's not a citizen, like they
check in on
all the time, randomly, make sure like this is legit shit.
And so they, some of the women these guys are getting are like high caliber. But that seemed genuine. It seemed like real relationships.
Yeah. Is this your first foray into the fucking... Like third world countries coming to the U.S.?
Yeah, it was this guy desperately wants to stay here too. He's like,
a lot of them are probably like, yeah, this is better than the conditions I was coming from.
He was willing to be with this woman for 14 months. He said one time she locked him in the bedroom because she thought he cheated.
Oh, my God.
This is what he said. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But she said, he's like, you can't yell at me. And she's like, that's how I talk. Yelling is okay. And he's like, I don't like it. You can't do this. So the new lady in Miami, they got a hotel. They went somewhere. And he claims he didn't want to sleep in the bed with her. So I don't know if he is religious or if he just says, I don't know if he's gay or whatever his deal is. And the woman's like,
that's weird.
And then she goes, okay, then sleep on the floor. And he's like, you sleep on the floor. And she's like, I'm paying for the room. And he's like, and the interviewer's like, I'm sick of these women holding the fact over that I have no money, holding it. It's like, yeah, you have no money, dude. And so he dumped her.
Also, I'm sure that, I'm sure where he comes from, it's that women probably aren't held to the highest regard.
He said he said that he is not to be disrespected. And so
I think that's
that was over with.
He probably is like, these damn American laws. If you were in my country,
I would kill you. So yeah, 90 Day Fiance. I thought I saw that it got like in trouble or something for some sort of sexual harassment or something. But I don't know if that's if that was this one or something.
I'll have to check it out. I know it's on Netflix.
It was that one couple I can't get enough of.
What's the age gap between this, like the Thai people?
They're the same age. Oh. They're both in their late 20s.
Oh, late 20s?
Yeah.
This guy's resorting to getting people from other countries in his late 20s.
Yeah, I don't get why he wouldn't go with, he probably could have, I think he just went with the first person who hit him up. He probably could have been a little more selective.
But is she like out of his league?
He was pissed that No, I'm saying this guy, the Muhammad guy.
Yeah, but he also is like,
he ended up in someone.
Yeah, but this guy's, he's not looking for love. He was looking for a ticket so he could start fucking American.
Well,
chicks.
And he's looking for like someone to bankroll him.
Yeah, he needs somebody that's easy prey. He doesn't want somebody who's going to put up a fight.
Yeah, that's true too. He was pissed. He said, I feel like I wasted 2 years of my life in Sandusky, Ohio.
Hey,
wants to get down to Miami.
I got news for you. I don't think you're the only one who feels like they've wasted 2 years of that. I've been to Sandusky. Cedar Point, my friend.
He can go there.
Yeah, there's some good rides there.
And then he...
And he can find my spin doctor's hat that I lost in 1998.
Probably still in the bushes under a loop-de-loop. He goes back to Sandusky because he has to beg for the divorce. And he goes, says under this, he sees this, he's staying with this white guy. And it's like, Tom, Muhammad's friend. The guy's like 50 years old.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm your friend, Muhammad. I'm here for you. I'm going to
support
you.
Guy?
I have no idea. I was like, this guy is the ultimate con man. But all these people in this small town they're loving him.
They're like, oh, Muhammad, he's the best.
Muhammad's the fucking man. And the woman, I guess, is just constantly on social media, and she's like, you're cheating on me, goddammit.
God, what a pain in the ass for everybody.
This guy, he did the classy move of right after he said he was done with her, he put his profile back up on the same dating site. She saw it. She was devastated.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, the guy doesn't have a lot of finesse to him.
No. And I think he's just like, I'm done. I got to find someone else to marry.
He's fucking, what a dope.
He'll find somebody else, I'm sure.
I wonder what in his mind, he's like, okay, do you think she'll buy into the fact that I'm not going to fuck her for a year and a half?
I'm not going to kiss her at her wedding. And she
This guy should have just sucked it up, given her a couple of good fucks, and then just been done with it.
Claim you have a back injury or something.
Yeah, claim you're impotent.
You can't get it up.
Yeah, you're impotent.
And you're allergic to any drug that helps you.
Yeah.
You've tried everything. Nothing works.
I mean, was this lady enough where you could have just gone, all right, for citizenship?
I'd have to be in pretty dire straits. I'm like a male prostitute, for gay guys in a foreign country. I've been imprisoned. My family's been killed. I'd have to be in very tough times. And her kids, when I was leaving, she was telling her kids that he was coming back to talk to her. And they're like, I don't like it, Mom.
How old are her kids?
I guess one was in his 20s. And then...
Oh, so they're all old enough and smart enough to know what...
well, they're telling her, this guy's using... Everyone's saying it to her. This guy's using
what this Cameroon Casanova's doing.
And she's like, I just love him so much. I guess a Jamaican guy on the show married this white American woman. He's sending money back to some mysterious family in Jamaica. Might be another wife.
Oh.
They haven't revealed it on the show.
Man, the lives these people live.
Oh,
I love
crazy.
It. I love it.
They all meet online.
Damn.
And then next thing you know, you have a Jamaican husband who's sending money back to his sister.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. It's just, you know.
No problem, man.
That
let me give me some more money.
Yeah, his wife goes back. Well, she, you know, I'm going to be fucking this lady for some money now.
Well, then she went to Jamaica to meet his family, and she was amazed.
Hasn't she ever seen Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
You can't be doing, you can't be supplying. He could have a bobsled team that
Look
he's
what
funding.
They did to John Candy. And she went to Jamaica, met two of his sisters, and they lived in this huge house. And she's like, wait, why am I sending money back
oh,
to
really?
One of his sisters?
Or oh, dude, he's probably done this a million times.
Or he has like a wife and kids there that he's sending money back.
No, but I'm saying he's probably, this is probably isn't the only American if they live in a big house and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she goes, like, well, what do you do? And she's like, I'm a massage therapist. And she was like, wait, what? This is crazy. TLC has done it again. They've outdone themselves.
Part of me wishes I could just get into that world of getting some sort of bride from some other country.
Then they show you the commercials, and you see the little people still on there. I mean, it's, yeah, it's just the same old TLC.
No, yeah, they're not changing.
TLC keeps going on.
Freak shows, man.
They're like the freak show. Our audience gets younger, or we just...
it should be TFC.
It's Freak Channel. Check that out for those of you out there. If you want to see this Muhammad guy work these women.
Cameroon Casanova.
He's from Tunisia, wherever that is.
Oh, wait. He's from Tunisia? I thought he said Cameroon.
No, Tunisia.
I don't know why I thought Cameroon.
I think Tunisia's... I think it's a majority Muslim country. I think he's a Muslim dude. Muhammad. Good fucking show. Good stuff. Let me get to some quick shout-outs here.
The Tunisian... the Tunisian tease.
This is from Jackson. Hey, Jackson. You said, hey, Danish. My name's Jackson. I share a cake day with the great Das Man himself. Congratulations.
As long as you don't share the same IQ, I think you're going to be all right.
I'm currently working a produce stand for the entire summer, and the Danish and Oil podcast gets me through these hot and long Canadian summer days.
Ooh,
shout
produce.
Out would bring great joy and make my work day a little easier. Thanks, boys. Never turn a blowjob down.
It's true.
There you go, Jackson. Enjoy. Don't get too hot out there. And also thanks to Tommy for the review. He said he didn't have an iPhone. He couldn't leave a review. So what's he do? He takes his stepdaughter's phone and he leaves us a review.
I like his style.
It's a classy man. Hopefully it's not Tommy Morris.
Is this guy from Tunisia?
Well, I married a Tunisian woman, okay?
Yeah, it works the same way. I went over there.
I'm not going to send money to your family, okay? That's the ones you know that are real love is because, well, what the Thai woman wants to move back to Thailand and she wants this American dud to move with her. And he's like, I don't know. And he's like,
yeah, dude,
he's like, you want to give up your green card?
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how many of these are legit. I think they work out just like arranged marriages where over time you spend enough time with somebody and then you just grow to care for them. But I'm going to say most of them. If you're looking across an ocean for somebody... You're usually looking for somebody that's a little bit more desperate.
This guy from Oklahoma ended up with like a South American porn star looking lady. Boobies just flowing out. She does modeling shoots. And
yeah.
This she showed one
not
of her.
Not going to go. I mean, what's this guy's deal?
He like called her. She wants to move to, I think, Miami also. And she wants to move there. And he made a phone call from Oklahoma because she's visiting Miami. And he's like, got a job offer up in Seattle. And she's like, I don't want to live in Seattle. I want to move to Miami. And the guy's like, I thought you'd be happy for me. So they may not be.
Dude,
long.
I don't. Most of these don't end in happy relationships. It's like this lady wants to go to Miami so she can get into like porno or something. She's going to end up partying every night while this guy's like, well, it's like 4 a.m. You know, you're just getting home now.
She was doing one of these like gigs she got. Some friend got her, and it was like reminded me of that HBO documentary about the car racing. It was like this small time car racing, and she was one of like the hot women who stand on the podium.
Was it like a car show?
No, it was like a races. But it was like, you know.
It
like
was a what?
It was like car racing.
Oh, it was car racing.
It was like the lowest level.
Oh, it was like he's like fucking dirt track.
Yeah, so she stands up on the next to these like fat, like one of the guys was like this fat 50-year-old man who was on the podium.
Oh, she was one of the
like
fucking
the
models that yeah. comes out. Oh, she. Well, you got to start somewhere.
And she's like, I'm not liking these level jobs.
Yeah, this is why she wants to go to Miami, dude. She doesn't want to fucking hang out in Kansas.
Where I don't know where she was. I was like, that's great.
Yeah, I think you just get dicked around. She'll go out partying. This guy will just be like left there at home. hey, man, this is what you get. Find somebody in your own... You're going to tell me you can't find somebody in your own fucking town?
Or it's even country.
Yeah.
You're giving you 50 states with online.
It's a fair trade-off, though. You're getting somebody that's out of your league. She's getting
for
to
however
do,
long it lasts.
Yeah, she's getting to do whatever the fuck she wants.
And who I'm going to say there's a lot of cheating that goes on. Mainly by the people who are moving to the U.S.
Yeah. A lot of people just want an opportunity.
Because they're just like... I'll take the best I can get.
Yeah.
It'll afford me a life and a lifestyle I wouldn't have had. And hopefully I can stay there and eventually leave.
You can't blame them.
Hopefully they become listeners of the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Maybe the guy from Tunisia probably is.
Maybe have him on as a guest.
I don't want to answer this question.
That is disrespectful. We need to get Bushman on that show.
I even know what's going to... You think it works the other way? There's some like... fucking normal chick.
Australian woman.
Who meets Bushman. Who wants him to come to Australia.
Or we show their bushes, show them the Star Search video and his letterman and be like, this guy's a huge star. Get some woman to move over from Russia. Of course. This is my 21-year-old girlfriend. Hey,
eat the blowjob soup.
Of course it's you'll love the blowjob soup.
Hot, hot peppers.
You imagine him teaching someone else English?
No. Dude, the Bushman on that show, I don't even know. I mean, who's getting screwed on that one?
I don't know. I think it's both parties are getting...
He's a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, yeah. Remember he told us he was.
I can't remember. He told us a lot of stuff.
That's true. He was an Olympian. But well, it didn't happen.
That's true. Of course.
I had a beautiful girlfriend, but it was at camp. None of my friends ever met her. Of course I dated Miss Universe. Oh, Ronnie Coleman's my best friend.
Dude, sad part is, I think Bushman is telling the truth on everything. That's the sad part.
Ronnie Coleman and Bushman would be an unbelievable tandem.
He was nothing but a peanut.
He could just lift Bush all day long. He could lift Bush right now in his weakened state.
He could just put him on his shoulders and walk him around.
Like a parrot. I saw fucking the parrot lady today driving a Jaguar.
Different car?
Different car, double parrots this time. I guess the other parrot's not allowed in the convertible, but it's allowed in the Jaguar.
Dude.
So he has two white parrots.
Wait, but where were you walking? You live in like a cul-de-sac.
No, I was like walking down.
She's
like,
just doing loops in the cul-de-sac?
She wants to be seen. She was getting hit by fireworks. Parrots were shot out of the sky. This lady is a parrot fucking lover.
Yeah, dude, she's on fire with these things.
Only in the cars.
Not a lot of money. You don't see a lot of monkeys. I was just looking up monkeys for sale today.
She should drive Lyft or Uber. Get in the parrot mobile.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's monkeys that are illegal in California. But that would be like, because everyone's doing the parrots now. I see the parrots all the time.
The parrots become hack.
Yeah.
It's become a hack pet.
And the snake. Snakes, parrots.
Jake the Snake was a trailblazer.
He was an innovator.
They said he hated snakes, by the way.
Did he?
He did not like them.
Well, this seems like the worst fucking moniker to go by then.
You ever seen the footage where they used like one of those pythons? And it bit, or no, one of them has teeth, but it doesn't, it's not venomous, but it bites Randy Savage's bicep. He's like tied up in the ropes and it fucking latches.
Why didn't they feed it?
I don't know.
Did it really?
Yeah, bites onto him.
Ugh.
In the fucking thing. And he's like, fuck that.
By the way, you would never get away with that today.
I think they said he was like, because, you know, obviously it was his drug and alcohol use is legendary. Jake the Snake, they said he wasn't the nicest to a lot of those snakes.
Yeah,
I think he admits
he used to throw them in the ring.
Well, and they said like beyond that, like he would like just like very cruel to the snakes.
PETA wouldn't allow you to have there's never gonna be another Jake the Snake.
I think most of what happened in 80s wrestling would not be a lot of the racism.
Yeah,
overt. I think it was a lot of, I'm sure there was a lot of Me Too stuff going on back then.
I'm gonna say there was quite a bit,
allegedly. Speaking of that, really has nothing to do with this, but Barb and a bunch of people sent me this. So did you hear about this? There's a female professor at Missouri State University, and she wanted to do a study on the relationship between penis size and self-esteem. And so she put it out there. The university was behind it, and she requested photos, and she wanted 3,600 dick pics of men age 22 and
older.
It's
probably about the number of tit pics I got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm at. She wanted you to be over 22.
Over 22?
Yeah.
That's a weird age.
So you to participate, you were supposed to measure your dick and answer the questions that she wanted. One question asked if they believe their penis size was above average, average, or below average. And so she was like, I don't want to ask any colleagues. It's obviously unprofessional and puts people in a bad spot. So like, she was like putting it out. She put out like a fucking wide net casting call.
Where was this?
Local bars and like nightclubs.
I didn't get it called.
And I was, unfortunately, I think the study has been put to an end. It was in Missouri. I think our listeners would have loved to send in some pics.
I would have sent a couple butthole pics, too.
That's my dick. That's my dick right there.
Did Rabbi Fuzzy send his dick? The one that doesn't exist?
It was a hole where this man's dick was. It was
and then urine would just leak out of it into his pants.
Yeah, it would.
Allegedly.
So the woman told the Springfield News Leader she was soliciting photos through an online portal, hospitals and nightclubs, all outside the Southwest Missouri area, so that no friends or colleagues felt pressure to throw their dicks out there.
You think anybody got mad? They're like, why did he ask me?
Her dad's like, I'm over 22.
Yeah, come on. Why 22? Is that finally when your dick reaches its full capacity?
It reaches its maturity. So at the time, Missouri State University told the news leaders, that the study was a legitimate area of research and she's conforming to all of the guidelines of participant security. She, in explaining why she's doing this, she told the New York Post, I've spoken to men who have been suicidal because of their anxiety and unhappiness with the size of their perceived size, which is, seems drastic. But I guess
what if you had a micro dick?
Or just tiny.
Well, that's micro dick.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. What would you do?
Or a 40-incher.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the bigger problem? Micro dick or too big?
I think it's just, you know, it's kind of the same in a way. So we need. Well, I guess the bigger would be, it would probably like cause like uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, where are you going to find?
Can't fit close.
You can suck it, though, I guess.
So Ronnie Coleman could suck his own dick because all his intestines have been taken out. You can fold in half. You can fold them in a suitcase. So we need to be talking about men's body dysmorphia and the way our society worships size and the way that worship impacts men.
Nobody gives a fuck because it's dudes. Nobody gives a fuck about
this.
Nobody cares about your dick dysmorphia. That's the sad part.
Dick morphia.
They're like, eh, whatever. That's hilarious. It's the dick, so it's hilarious.
He wants to kill himself.
Women, though, on the other side.
Eating disorders.
Like, oh, my God. Like, that is like given so much attention, and it should be, but... If it's a dude, they're like, yeah, whatever.
Hey, I'm looking at these jeans, Ad. I just see a big hog in those pants. It makes me want to get a bigger hog.
That's hilarious.
2 days after those statements were published, Walker announced she had to end the study.
2 days?
Yeah.
You say 2 days.
2 days. She said, I made the decision voluntarily. I continue to believe the relationship between penis size and self-esteem is important side of scientific inquiry, but the public reaction to the project threatens the reliability of the survey response.
Why, what happened?
People were just inundating her with dick pics.
Wasn't that great?
I think it just got too crazy, and she couldn't handle it. She said
made her horny? What?
No, I think it just like, she said the reliability of the study as a whole has been compromised. Like, I don't think it was scientific. I think it was guys jerking.
Oh, it was just dudes fucking...
I'm sure. You put out a wide fucking 73,000.
But like, isn't that what she wanted?
No, she wanted like just like medical grade pictures. I think these guys were
should have set up a photo booth and then she's there snapping dick
pics. I'm sure
pics.
People were sending in horse dick pics and jokes.
Oh yeah. I guarantee you there was a lot of joke pics.
Sure, people doing hot dog buns.
I wonder what porn star dick got sent in the most.
John Little sent his 30 times.
Yeah.
She won't respond.
I asked her to take a look at this mole on my dick.
I said, are you foreign?
Is this cancerous?
I'll date you. How do you feel about diarrhea? You doing a study about that in self-esteem?
Yeah. Well, I sent a picture of a bucket of it just to be safe.
Courtney,
you hurt your ears.
You broke the moratorium.
Okay, so this lady just...
So according to the university, they want you to know that all the submitted dick pics were stored in a, in quotes, secure research database and have been destroyed. When they take it out to a field and beat it like Office Space?
No, somebody's like, I'm going to take this home and jerk off to all these dick pics.
3,000. And you know they got more than 3,600.
Yeah.
And she had to shut it down. Yeah. She probably got 10,000.
She probably got 500,000.
She probably did.
Days. Like, oh, wait, oh, you want dick pics? Dude, send dick pics unsolicited all the time. Now you're asking for it.
And it's a study. And it's like, I'll be a part of the dick study.
The big Earl said, is it?
Oh,
there?
Be cool.
Here we go.
This one's nice and hard.
So did he want them hard or did he want them soft?
I think soft. Because I got two articles. I think it did say they wanted to see it erect. I think they wanted both.
So, dude, you're playing with fire.
I think
here.
They wanted a before and after. Because what is the actual size? What is your dick considered? Is it an average between your hard dick and your soft dick?
No, they vary completely. I mean,
no, but I'm saying though, like, so what? How do you?
Some people's dicks.
Do you consider the size of your dick the erect size? Some people are the same.
Your erect's always going to be the same, but mine varies.
No, I'm saying some people's erect and limp are the same, aren't they?
If you have a huge wanger,
yeah,
then it just goes straight up.
But if you're a grower,
yeah,
very different.
I'm a grower.
Very different numbers.
But I think also there's a lot of surprise to that. It's like, when will it stop growing?
It's like Pinocchio's nose.
Yeah, I think women like the mystery of the grower.
And it's a real treat. You see it limp, which you probably don't see right away as that.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like the Incredible Hulk. You can get David Banner, and then you get the Hulk.
Yeah, it's like living in two different wieners.
You got Clark Kent.
You got your Sunday wiener, which is on his best behavior.
And you got your Friday night looking to party.
Yeah.
Before canceling the study, she shared some preliminary anecdotal observations. Yeah, I wonder.
Anecdotal. Most guys are jerking it in the photos they sent.
She said, I can't tell you how many people submit measurements and believe they are average, but they are in fact above average.
Whoa. So remember John Little? You're telling me 7 inches is big? You mean you're telling me that I almost have a big dick?
She said, most studies show that the average length is, this is in centimeters. Why the fuck would this be in centimeters? 12.7.
Because it's medical.
12.7 to 14.2 centimeters. How many inches is that?
Wait, 12.7? I don't know.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
How many centimeters are in an inch?
We have 2.54.
Is that true?
I think so.
2.54?
No. Wait.
Maybe.
I mean, I think I may have done that backwards. Hold on.
How many centimeters are in an inch?
12.7 equals 5 inches.
Okay. Is that hard or limp?
Probably hard, I would guess.
Okay.
So, I don't know if this is still going on, but if you guys want to try to look this up and send this lady.
Hey, is it too late? Is the deadline closed? I've got like 50 of them here.
Can I mail you a Polaroid?
Take your pick. Can I just come in the office?
You think people were...
With a U?
Or think people were sending Polaroids? Like mailing in hard copies?
I don't even know where you get Polaroids anymore.
They sell Polaroid cameras.
Yeah, but they're not easy to come by.
No, you have to.
My niece got one for her birthday, but like they're.
Did she like it or she think it was lame?
No, she loved it.
But it was like a throwback.
It's like instant, you know, like you can print out. Yeah, it's like a novelty.
Hey, as a kid, she doesn't understand that that's like what used to be. I'm sure they told her, but. So, yes.
Well,
too bad
we missed that fucking thing.
She could have helped some people.
So now she's just abandoning this study? I mean, what was her determination on this?
Just that she
some people think they don't have a big dick and they do have a big dick. That was it.
She said photos are necessary to ensure men carefully follow the instructions when measuring their flaccid and erect penis. So you got to do both.
Okay, yeah, but what was the conclusion she came to?
Well, she didn't. She had to.
No, but didn't she just give? She just said
that was the only thing. She said most people think they're smaller than they are.
Can't she just sift through the fucking pictures?
I think she
and conclude this study. This is the problem.
Why is she quitting?
Exactly. So once again, men are marginalized, even though they evidently have a big issue with suicide and cock size.
And it says she has a student assistant. That person couldn't go through and find out the real one?
They can't all be terrible. Yes, you go through, you sift out the horse cocks, sift out the dog cocks, you sift out the ones of porn stars.
Sift out egg rolls and guys' jeans.
Yeah. You sift out the hot dogs that are out of the buns.
Sausages. If anything, she should have put out a coffee table book.
That would be great.
But I think obviously
4,000 pages of dicks.
I'm curious, what do you think the racial breakdown? Majority white guys sending them in?
Here's the thing. Cock jokes, if you're a guy, has no racial boundaries whatsoever. So I don't know if they're going to a predominantly like white bar, but everybody wants to get in on a good cock joke.
I took my phone into the Y bathroom and I was taking some snapshots, sending them in.
Oh, yeah. How many people did it? Theirs with like a bowl of fruit next to it.
How many women who hate some guy who sent a dick pic that they saved sent that in?
Some revenge porn?
Yeah, they're like, hey, here's Earl Skagel. Here's Earl Skagel from Hollywood, California. Yeah. Be cool. I sent that to you.
Isn't that all over the online?
Earl's dick?
Yeah, he sends it to everybody, unsolicited.
Allegedly.
Oh, no, I know people have gotten it and like, didn't ask for it.
Like you? Are you one of those people?
Oh, look at this.
Speaking of Big Earl, last night was a big disappointment for him.
Dude, that fight is terrible.
That fight between...
Did you hear?
I watched it.
They landed 33 punches in fucking three
rounds. That fight between the Black Beast, that's his name, I'm not giving him that, Derek Lewis.
Yeah.
And Francis Ngannou. It was so bad that they refused to interview him in the cage after.
Rogan says the worst heavyweight fight he's ever seen.
He goes, this may be one of. He goes, you know what? This is the worst. And then John Anik's like, I don't know. He goes, name it. Name something that's worse than this. And he didn't say it. He's like, yeah.
Dude. Well, I like Dana's like, I still like Derek. He's a fun guy. He's funny.
He said has back problems. Derek said, he goes, I think this hurt my career. And Dana's like, I don't think it did. Yeah. But he said,
Ngannou.
He said he thought Ngannou's ego got the better of him. He believed the hype.
Did you hear before he fought Stipe, his last fight, after he knocked out Overeem, he had a 7-week training camp and he decided to go back to France for a visit. Probably 2 weeks of that, so he probably didn't train at all.
It was crazy. It was so inactive. The fans were holding up their phones just to entertain themselves. They were chanting like weird shit and like laugh. Like
I heard,
they didn't know what to
Herb
do.
Dean's like, dude, get over here.
He scolded him.
Yeah, he goes, you guys got to fight.
And Rogan mentioned the Pride, the yellow card system, and they take 15% of your money.
Dude,
because Pride had a great system.
They really did, man. You remember when people
get
there?
People go crazy once they got it.
Yeah, then they just start swinging. Like, I don't get why one of them didn't just start swinging. What were they afraid of?
I guess just being knocked out. I don't know. Or just like, you know, like when guys think that the title shot's next, that they get like paralyzed, they don't want to lose.
You know he's getting a title shot with that shit show.
No. And then
Ngannou is going to be lucky if he doesn't get cut.
And you go to Daniel Cormier versus
Stipe.
Fucking knocks him out.
It's crazy.
And then Brock Lesnar, one of the most contrived things I've ever seen in my life. First of all, they show him walk in. You're like, what the fuck is this? This is so WWE. They show him like, Brock Lesnar's entering the building. You're like, this is the fuck?
Dude, by the way, great idea, UFC. Give a guy who was suspended for roids a title shot instantly for
when he
comes back.
His record in the last three, 0-2-1.
Yeah.
He's over 3. What the fuck?
He got beat by Overeem.
I saw online someone was like, Stipe is the longest heavyweight champion. He doesn't even get a rematch. You bring in a guy who's 0-3?
Yeah. Who also just got suspended.
He's crazy.
He was kicked out for fucking roids.
I will say this. I do like it for Cormier because it's such a money grab fight.
Well, no, it's
and he's
great.
A guy who does deserve it.
Yeah.
But for Stipe, you're like, what the fuck, man?
Well, they're instantly throwing him away.
Yes.
Which is bullshit.
It's like, fuck you, and you're like, great service to our company.
It's crazy if Cormier just didn't have this John Jones blemish.
But what's great about it...
He would be considered the greatest of all time.
If you think about it, he took what Jones wanted to do.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, he went up, he beats Stipe.
He's the guy.
Jones wanted to do it.
And I think that's exactly why he did it. To fucking fuck you, Jones.
Did you see Lesnar, his comments?
No.
So he gets in there.
I saw that. I go, this is stupid.
He gets in there and he immediately shoves Cormier like hard. And it's like, what the fuck? And he's that weirdo fucking state trooper haircut.
Yeah.
He's wearing cowboy boots with his pants tucked into him, but it's like a suit.
But he's
like
wearing a suit.
Like
though.
A turtleneck though under the suit shirt. It's just like a bizarre look. And he grabs the mic and he's like, I'm sitting here watching this heavyweight train wreck. Stipe's a piece of shit. Ngannou's a piece of shit. And Cormier, you're done, motherfucker. And then he like tries to
By
get
the way,
at him.
Your record in the UFC sucks.
Dude, Overeem humiliated him.
You needed roids to beat Mark Hunt.
Dude, he got finished with a fucking body kick by Overeem.
Yeah, who by the way, is UFC
great.
Bus.
Isn't great. It's a Cormier just laughed.
Kane fucking destroyed him.
Cormier grabbed the mic. He goes, push me now. I'll put you to sleep later. He seems totally unfair. What's interesting about it is the height disparity is crazy.
Yeah, to see them Stipe, next- though, was taller yeah. than Lesnar.
But Cormier was heavier than Stipe.
I know.
Weighed in heavy.
But Stipe's like, he's an athletic heavyweight. Like, he's not built like
Lesnar is going to get destroyed
yeah,
by Cormier.
Because you're talking about a legit wrestler and a guy who has hands versus
great
a guy
hands.
Who's not, he's not training in MMA. He's not doing anything.
Cormier's whole thing was like, my power, a lot of people say, because he's like, I used to fight heavyweight, is better than most heavyweights.
Yeah, he said his power was down at 205. That was the one thing he wanted to go back to heavyweight.
He said he was loving that he could eat whatever he wants. Dude, yeah. His body is so weird.
I know. It's like, he shouldn't be athletic, but he's athletic as fuck. Because
he looks overweight.
But he's not fat. But look at him, and he's rock solid.
No, he's a he's like a fire hydrant. But he looks overweight.
He's barrel chested.
Yeah, he's an odd build.
Yeah.
It was weird to see him against Miocic because they just look so fucking. He looks tiny.
I didn't think he would outbox him.
Apparently, Derek Lewis saw him backstage, and he said. He was so cocky. He said before on the weigh-ins, he said
he was going to knock
him out. I'm going to knock your ass out. He's like, look at you, you small man.
Yeah.
And then look what happened to him. Sorry, but it's so lame though. The UFC already had in mind that obviously Lesnar was going to fight the winner. Why else was he there?
Of course,
which is so stupid.
I just don't like their love. The problem is that you're
devaluing the belt.
You're turning it into a freak show,
and it doesn't need to be a freak show. You already have the ratings. You don't need
that. Fuck Lesnar. Who cares?
It's just a money grab.
But he's not even a ranked guy.
No, he's 0-3 in his last.
Well, he's not 0-3. Well,
0-2-1.
He was overturned because of the roids. Yeah.
0-2-1.
I mean, he did beat Hunt, but
because he's on fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Some people are predicting it's going to do huge. I mean, I think it'll probably do huge buys.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I don't agree with it.
Wrestling fans will watch. He's the current WWE champion.
Dude.
Which is bizarre.
Give it up, man.
The guy
either go to MMA or don't. Like, give it a real shot.
It just seems like he's a business guy, and it's like, let me make.
Well, of course, he's going to make $1 million.
Yeah, the most money. Probably more if he gets
Cormier. I like Cormier making the cash, but still, I don't understand.
Crazy, Cormier's 39.
Yeah.
39, just got his second belt.
But the good thing is that he didn't get started until he was in his 30s.
He has a very similar career path to Randy Couture.
He's undefeated.
Same style, same wrestling.
Yeah, well, he's got to come back at age 47 and win the fucking
title.
Because
he claims he's done at 40. He said he told his wife.
But, dude, he has more mileage than Couture has.
Yeah.
And he's undefeated as heavyweight.
I'd like to see him pick up Lesnar like he picked up Josh Barnett in Strikeforce. It'd be tough.
Dude, like he picked up fucking Alexander Gustafsson and fucking flipped him upside down.
Yeah, he like threw him. He's a strong motherfucker.
Is that Roman Greco, dude?
DC.
That's Chael
what got
Sonnen.
Stipe. He got him inside and he fucking hit him with a right.
Chael Sonnen said that everybody that goes to Roman Greco can't hack it as a... freestyle, like a folk style wrestler, including himself, but all the Roman Greco guys do better in MMA. And he's like, I've talked to Dan Henderson, I've talked to Randy Couture, and he's like, none of them can figure out why.
Dan Henderson was there last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he have his teeth in?
He did. Looked old, gray.
I mean, he's almost 50.
He's up there. Yeah, it was good. You're like, oh, it's Henderson. Look at him.
That's good.
Sarah was there after he subdued that man.
He got maybe it was Henderson. Was Henderson inducted to the Hall of Fame?
Maybe. You figure he already would. Rousey, some reason, got fast tracked.
Well, you got to retire.
Rousey,
before you get in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, Rousey, they put in there like a year.
She was a pioneering woman.
Yeah.
And had a hell of a record before she got destroyed.
They should put
same with Liddell.
They should put McGregor in. Did you see Max Holloway? That fight canceled due to he had concussion like syndrome.
Did you see the interviews?
He seemed
given?
Like he was wasted. He wasn't.
No, I know.
Bisping's like, Max, are you tired? You seem a little lethargic.
Still know what it is. Dana's like, we're sending him to the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, they're like worried about him.
Fuck, I'm worried. What if he has like CTE
at
20 whatever, 7?
He's like optimistic, but it's not good to obviously not know what it is.
Eesh. Yeesh.
Good luck to old Max Holloway.
Yeah, man, that sucks. Dude, I hope, though, if it's something brain like, I mean, it'd be tough as good as he is, but just fucking retire because you got a lot of years ahead of you.
Lou Gomez is he's a broadcasting journalist. I saw, or no, he's a MMA broadcaster, he said, because of his podcast.
It's not an MMA broadcast.
Well, he's with Bisping.
I know, but they're not broadcast.
He also told me that I should refer to him. He gave me like 15 aliases. Did you see that tweet?
No.
It was the Joan Jett of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I think like hashtag the show or something like that. It was like 12 nicknames that he goes by. Not only the rattlesnake. It was the Joan Jett of comedy. He probably submitted to the dick study.
Yeah, he didn't know it was a study, though. He saw this chick at a bar. And
like, he's doing a show in Missouri.
Hey, let me give you my dick pics.
Want to see some dick pics?
I got them right here.
Want to see some real-ass dick pics?
I can picture him having it in his wallet. You know, like the family photos used to unfold from the wallet. But they're all dick pics. But here's my dick at the beach.
Different holidays. Cinco de Mayo is like a little sombrero.
Look at
this
right here. Puerto Rican Pride Day. This is my dick. It's real excited.
My dick's like, it's a real ass dick. 48 inches.
Yeah, it's a real ass on this dick. I'm excited, man. I can't wait to get in there and fucking fight.
I can't wait to sit down with Lou at Skankfest and do a live podcast. We have Ari Shaffir will be in attendance. He will be on.
Ari might get stabbed. Wearing Kevlar.
It's Shaffir Fest. It's his own festival.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Ari's in town right now.
We really should consider performing behind one of those roadhouse chain link fences.
Ask him if he can pull one off. Do you hear what Ari said about Jail Sonnen on Joe Rogan's podcast?
No, what he said.
He seems like a stupid guy. Rogan's like, he's really intelligent. He's a stupid guy. Come on.
Classic Ari. Stirring the pot.
So hopefully Ari runs into Jail Sonnen. I could see him not.
Ari be like, well, go ahead. Put me in a pretzel. I don't care.
What are you going to do? You're not going to outread
me. I'll sue you.
You're not going to outread me.
Our next podcast will be a live podcast. So we'll see how that goes.
Before ahead of time, we will apologize for Lou Gomez's homophobic.
Well, no, we'll put out a disclaimer
commentary.
That says the views expressed by Lou the Plumber Gomez are not supported by the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Maybe supported by his new fight trainer and godfather, Andy Clay.
By the way, I think if the Dice Man picked me in a fight. I would not advertise that if you know the Dice Man.
Little boy Lou, he needed the money. Oh! Little Lou Stuffit sat on a tuffet. Give him some marijuana, watch him puff it. Oh!
If Lou knew the people that the Dice Man liked.
Yeah, I think he'd take it a little less seriously. Think he's met Noodles or Happy Face?
I'm actually going to take O'Neill. I went to Alaska with him. Great fighter.
Yeah, we got like 6 bar fights, and we did all right.
I had to cover O'Neill a lot in the fight, so he wasn't pulling his weight, but I think he's gotten better.
Yeah, we fought, I was a belt holder in the UFC in the early days.
You know, Bruce Lee, I fucked him and I trained him. Don't tell his wife.
We just called him Coach.
Don't tell Brandon Lee.
I'm the father of Brandon Lee.
I'm actually his real father.
He was into karate and his wife just started sucking my dick.
I put the real bullet in that gun. I didn't care for him.
Real? Jesus.
So, yeah, you know, they're investigating Tupac. I know some stuff.
So I would definitely go with what the Dice Man says.
Dude, Dice Man 316 says Lou Gomez just kicked your ass.
Well.
Yeah, book it. Bet DSI. Dice Man says it.
He should just do promos for this.
Maybe Dice Man. They're still going to be in town when we get there. Eleanor and the Dice Man.
In New York?
Yeah. Eleanor's there for like 2 weeks right now.
Oh, I'll have to text
her. Doing the Fingerless Gloves Suck My Dick tour.
I'm getting...
You don't trust the opinion of a man who's on the Fingerless... Started the Fingerless Gloves Suck My Dick tour.
No, I do. Of course. Of course.
Who are you? I've never met you before in my life.
I've actually...
Turn to the side. Oh, it's the guy from the picture.
A week ago, I was texting him about some what his ideas on different stocks were.
I asked him who was going to win the next presidential election.
Yeah, of course.
So I was rooting for this guy, Lou. But then I leave him in my hotel room. He's rifling through my drawers. You're banned, Lou.
By drawers, I mean my boxer shorts.
I'm rooting for that guy, John. Big John O'Neill. Andy, he gave him a boost of confidence that he hasn't had since his childhood trip to Puerto Rico.
He's going to need it, man. I hope he comes in confident.
He's coming into PODs playing live.
Are they?
I'm curious to hear, because I think he's a big metal fan. So I'm curious to hear.
I don't even know what's going on. Who's going to be in his quarter?
It's going to be Dice. Well, Dice hates Jason Ellis. Probably not. Is Big J going to be in his corner?
I don't know.
That's Big J in your corner. Who else? I don't know. Bisbing? Is Bisbing coming? It's crazy to hear Bisbing talk about you on a podcast, because Lou's begging Bisbing to come out to train, and Bisbing's going on. He's like, Louis, as much as your fight with a comedian is important.
What? He's going on vacation or something?
I'm going on vacation with my family. And he's like, where are you going? And he's like, San Francisco. You're going to fucking hang out with homeless people? He's like, Louis, I've never been there. My family's never been there. He's like, I'm not going to train you. But he wants to train for like 4 days. What's he going to show you in 4 days? So the guy's ditching him.
As much as I want.
So I don't know if Bisbing's taking it quite as seriously as Lou is.
I mean, you're talking about a legend in the sport.
Oh, fucking. Talking about a Hall of Famer.
The guy's fought 6.5 hours in the octagon. 6.5 professional hours.
The guy fought so much that he could be blind in one eye.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, dude, I don't want to fucking.
Because Courtney is a researcher. She listens to that to keep an eye on what they're talking about if it relates to you. And
tell her I appreciate that.
You can tell her she's listening.
Thank you, Courtney.
She was Bisbing's son is an. I think he lives in Orange County, wherever they live. His son's a high school wrestler.
Anaheim, I think.
Son wrestles in high school, and I think he's like 16. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So Bisbing went in to like see them wrestle, and he was like, "Oh, did you take it easy on him?" And Bisbing's like, fuck no. He slammed his son on the ground.
Oh, really?
The whole team.
Jesus Christ.
He goes, I'm not going to let my son get a big head and think he's great.
Hey, you know what, though? I do like his style, though, because it's true. All these kids are told how great they are, and he's like, I'm a fucking UFC
and I think
belt
it's
holder.
Basically like, hey, man, I may be your dad. I may be, you know, but I'll still slam
you on the
ground. He's
a big fucking dude, too.
And I think he's a competitive guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to fucking roll over in front of all these other people watching so they can say, hey, would you see him fucking whip his dad who's the champ?
Yeah.
And so he's like, fuck no. So he slammed him down.
That's great.
That's Lou's coach if that vacation gets canceled.
Yeah, what are they? Is he coaching him via Skype?
He's his FaceTime coach.
What the fuck?
Lou, you still at that gym, Equinox? Place sucks.
I'll be training in New York because obviously Lou, this is a trap by Lou to get me there so I don't train for 3 days. But
he's going to be trying to feed you
jokes
the buffet.
On him. I'm trying to find out the gym that he goes to because I want to take the same class as him.
You should show up at his jiu-jitsu class.
That's what I want to do.
His sponsor.
I want to do that.
Rattlesnake jiu-jitsu.
I want to try to find these class and go to it.
And
pretend I don't know who he is.
I think on Friday he does a Tai Bo at I don't know where.
Oh,
it is.
Oh yeah, by Billy Blanks.
Yeah, I think it's over at Bowery.
I mean, I've
Bowery Ballroom.
I'm hoping that my years of cardio kickboxing are enough to get me through this fight because that's all I've been doing, guys.
We'll see.
Cardio kickboxing, 30 minutes, 3 times a week.
You guys should do one of those like live training things they do.
Oh, you mean open workout?
Yeah. You should do an open workout.
Where? In the parking lot?
Central Park.
The parking lot? The fucking the Hard Rock in Vegas?
Brooklyn Streets. I don't know. Somewhere.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Where they
open
shot
workout.
Out for Justice. Anybody seen Richie?
Nah. I like to keep a low profile.
Maybe Jones Beach.
I don't like anybody to know what I'm working on.
I heard Lou trains on the subways. And then he eats
on
Subway.
The third rail.
And then he eats Subway.
Yeah, I heard he just fucking. I saw him with a picture of some fucking Dunkin' Donuts eggs and bacon bullshit. I was like, Jesus.
You
dude.
See him? He did something in the gym. The problem with Lou is it seems like his selfie game in these gyms is great.
Yeah.
I don't know what the workout game is. He took a selfie. He said, "Oh shit,
dude." I've never seen a single person in my gym that I work out in Nobody has a fucking phone.
Probably be shunned.
It's all business, baby.
I would guess it would be
all
shunned.
Business.
Well, there you have it. So you're gonna have to try to find it. How are you gonna get into a gym?
There's a couple places you can just pay like a day rate.
I think Ari's a member of an athletic club.
Yeah, probably. you can use my membership.
Corduroy geese only.
I'm just gonna go. There's a Muay Thai class I can take.
As part of Skankfest?
I'm used to my place because my place is like, you know, they train so many professional fighters. Like, you just go in, it's open all day. You go in, you're going to work with guys, you're going to spar, you're going to do... These are like classes, you know, where like you have to come in here and then like they tell you have to like change your clothes if you want to come in and do another class.
Gym class?
It's weird. There's too many rules.
Does someone watch you? Let me see you change.
Because where I work out, you go in there... And then a trainer will grab you, and then it'd be like, I want you to fight this guy, or this guy's got something coming up, you're going to fight this guy, or we're going to drill techniques, or you know what I mean? It's not like class format, which is what I like, because you're always doing, every time you go in there, you're doing something different. Or they'll be like, all you guys are doing cardio right fucking now, let's go.
Maybe you'll get an insight into some of Lou's training if you get the New York training style.
Yeah, some of these classes are only like 45 minutes to an hour, which I was like, Jesus, dude, that's just my warm-up.
You're going to have to bring four changes of clothes if you want to take multiple classes.
I know. I was like, dude, fuck. Well, also, 45 minutes, that's nothing, man.
Maybe you can go to the Ren is Easy compound in Long Island and train in the backyard. Bring an instructor.
Yeah. O'Neill, don't get blood in the pool.
Jesus.
What are you?
Changer, you better change shorts before you jump in the
pool. I'm in pretty good shape, right? Well, you're on top of me. I can't move.
We may want to look up Ralph Macchio, who I believe lives in the Long Island area.
Allegedly.
See if he'll train you.
Yeah, that's my only concern. Like, 45-minute class, what are you going to learn in 45 minutes?
That is a good point. Lou may be trying to lull you, get you to stop training, may try to push some drugs and alcohol on you.
I know. That's why he said, hey, we got you...
some food.
Got you on this hotel for all these nights, and it's going to be great.
Did he offer you the Thursday?
No, I just knew that I wanted to train Friday, and I knew I wanted to train Saturday.
Because they told Punch Drunk they could not... fly them in Thursday.
I just paid for my own. Okay. Same hotel. I just said I'm coming in a day early. And also, I didn't want to get there. I don't know what's going on Friday night. I might have to be... I might have to fucking get in shape just for these gomite attacks.
That's true, too.
By the way, if any gomites are going to attack me, I'm going to call the police. Let it be known now. Fucking psychos.
I'm not far behind. Touch me and I sue.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking...
I will sue
I will
you. Call
and
the
I will
police. Call the cops. Call me a pussy.
I will press charges.
Yeah, call me whatever full you charges. Want. So, yeah, we're not talking Matt Fultron here. Full charge. We're talking full police charges.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have rich family members or you're rich yourself and we can make a windfall.
Real ass dudes don't give a fuck.
Real ass dudes will sue you and we'll get you arrested.
It's about the most real ass
real ass litigious dudes.
That should be our new podcast. Ass litigious dudes.
Submit your real ass questions to the real ass podcast.
They get like four, by the way, every episode. All right, here it is. What's it like to be a real ass dude all the time?
Real ass dude of the week.
Oh man, it's real fucking sweet.
Let's go to my toilet for some real ass duty.
I think Guy Fieri might be in his corner.
Yeah, I heard he has a real ass dude tat. I heard that he got real ass dude from Guy Fieri.
I would, to be honest, wouldn't be sure.
He's probably, dude, it,
I think he got, the bowling shirt and his drumming picture from Guy Fieri.
It's like Guy Fieri's fans and juggalos got together and made a baby, and those are gomites.
Oh, this Fieri sauce is red. It's real. This is a real-ass Fieri sauce.
That's a real-ass donkey.
Dude, I could see Fieri saying that all the time. Oh, man, this hot dog is a real-ass dude.
You're the guy who invented doggy?
Yeah, doggy's also. He really is like a Fieri, dude. Ah, he's the guy Fieri in comedy. He really is.
I was over at my friend Bill and John's house, and Lou Gomez rolled up in the super-duper weedy wagon. He's a real-ass dude. What up, doggy?
What's up, real-ass?
I'm going to call you Rad. He's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Guy Fieri would love that.
Oh, what a nickname.
And they call me the Puerto Rican wedding cake.
That nickname. They dynamite. Are, dude.
Same build. Same crappy tats. Same fucking shitty slogans.
If Lou had hair, he'd probably frost it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I think he probably did back in the day.
He may frost his scalp.
He may frost his pubes. Oh, the Guy Fieri of comedy.
Which is a compliment.
Yeah, and then you know what they used to say? Guy Fieri used to go by Guy J. Fieri.
He did. Michael J. Fox, Guy J. Fieri, and Lou J.
How dare you put a talented man like Michael J. Fox with those two fucking assholes.
That's true.
Michael J. Fox is a goddamn national treasure.
That is true. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Check out our Patreon. Who knows? You may see
check out our real-ass Patreon.
You may see an open workout in New York or other New York tomfoolery.
Come on, doggies. By the way, I'd be embarrassed to even fucking say that in real life. Like, really mean it.
Constantly.
Hey, doggies.
All the time. And then have other people who love you say it to you on Twitter. They're like,
what up, doggie?
Oh, doggie. They were writing on Twitter to his Hickory Dickory Dock unbelievable poem, Ryan O'Neal can suck my cock, which is odd for a guy who throws out the homophobic slur so much to be throwing that out. Seems a little odd, in my opinion. But they were like, oh, doggy, when Dice says, in quotes, just say when, that's awesome, doggy.
What an embarrassment.
Triple D.
By the way, I'm glad that he hates us and thinks we're unfunny. I don't think I want a guy like that to actually understand what we're doing at all.
To endorse us?
Yeah, because I think that would lower our value.
His West Coast brother, Tony Hinchcliffe, he advertised, will be at Skankfest.
I know.
That's how he said, my West Coast brother from another mother.
Baby James is his Hunter Fieri.
He really is. He's gonna follow in his footsteps.
Whoa, here's my West Coast brother, doggy.
Can't wait.
He's a real ass dude.
Maybe they'll do video of him and Baby James like going to trip to Puerto Rico together.
Dude, he is the Guy Fieri of comedy.
We should make a T-shirt
with Lou Gomez with frosted tips
and a bowling shirt. Just write the Guy Fieri. Oh man. Triple L.
Yeah.
Lose, losses.
I don't know what the L.
He was depressed when they shut down guys' All-American Bar and Grill in Times Square.
I'm sure he was. He's
he
like,
was there.
Hey, where am I going to eat now, man?
I was there on the regs.
What's that sauce he made that was just aioli?
Donkey sauce.
Was donkey sauce just the aioli?
Yeah.
No, their donkey sauce is real ass shit, doggy.
Real ass is derivative of killer. He already had killer and money, so I had to do my own thing. Lou, you still listening?
Yeah. What a piece of shit. Can't wait to smash his face in.
We'll see you soon. Big J, we're cordial with you. Dave Smith.
Hey,
I like those guys. Feel free.
Seem like level-headed, normal guys.
Funny comedians.
Yeah.
Feel free to stop by the Danish O'Neill merch booth at Skankfest and say hello.
Yeah, we'll be selling Lou... The Guy Fieri of comedy, Lou Gomez shirts.
We'll be selling Lou Gomez's old hair clippings, some of his cellulite that he had frozen.
Dude, someone's got to check his toenails and fingernails. I could see that guy like growing them out,
or
painting
cutting them rigid.
Yeah, he's a real psycho.
He's definitely going to bathe in Vaseline.
That's the weird thing is like it's a fight, but he's like looking for areas to cut corners in.
And to like, you know.
It's like, just fight. Just
he's
fight.
Also, though, a classic. Like, you're not, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah, it's like, if you're not rubbing, you're not racing.
It's a Fieriism.
Yeah. If you're not cutting corners.
Didn't Fieri have a drum kit in his, I think he did, when he did his guy's cooking show.
I think he did, too.
And both him drummers.
Fieri driving that Firebird is the equivalent of Gomez riding a skateboard.
And calling himself the Rattlesnake.
It's a throwback, dude. It's a throwback ride.
I don't think Lou was a skateboarder until Kim. Until
Ari got him into
Kim
it?
Kim moved to New York. She's a skateboarder.
Oh, she is.
And she got him into
it. Okay.
And so Lou's like, hey, my girl's going to do it. Fuck. This doggy's going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, your doggy's going to be fetching a bone, my shin bone, right in your mouth.
Tell Dice, thanks for a fucking bone.
Hawk the bartender.
Hawk the bartender.
He's on your side.
He's got a restaurant in Thailand, and I heard he bought water rights. I guess Thailand has a water crisis, too. I guess he's going to be like a millionaire in 10 years.
He's going to be like the guy
who owns all the water rights.
Mad Max remake, yeah. Who has all the water.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hey, you want fucking water? Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, suck my dick. Hey, what the fuck?
Hawk is the real quick, we'll get out of here, crazy bartender who used to work at the Comedy Store. Once liver kicked Steve Renazzisi for setting his drink on top of his car.
Yeah, he goes, hey, get the fuck off. Get off my fucking car.
Yeah, okay, Hawk. And he took a drink, put it back down to be funny. Liver kick.
He was a cop in Thailand.
Dude, he's insane.
Yeah.
He's one of the angriest men I've ever come across.
Some people he just hated.
Oh, yeah.
He liked
me. I was one of them.
But I got scared because every time he'd go, hey, come here. And so I'd come there and he'd make me do shots.
You got to ask.
And I was afraid to turn him down.
You got to ask Hart, the bartender, for some Muay Thai advice. You guys used to spar.
I know. We talk. I
oh,
talk
yes.
to him.
Fight Lou Gomez, Guy Fieri of comedy.
That's what he even said.
Yes.
Thailand, he's very well known as Guy Fieri of comedy.
Very hated. Don't like him. Want you to kill him.
We're like, who? Lou Gomez? Oh, I thought you said Louis Anderson.
No, I'm talking Lou Gomez from 1950s. Lou Arthur Gomez.
The J.
All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see what happens next week on this podcast.
Hopefully we make it back for another podcast.
And we're going to we'll try to make it funny. I think Lou's coming in there with his pre-written Connie McGregor lines.
Yeah,
his,
I mean, we're going to have to.
His on the heel stuff.
We have a major obstacle to hurdle, yeah. Which is Lou's unfunniness.
We're pulling a lot of dead weight, depending on what he's weighing.
Could be anywhere from 226 to 215.
He may have gained 50. Who knows?
Luckily, there's three of us that are very funny. It's going to be Ari, you, me. So hopefully.
And maybe Lou has a career day. Who knows? We'll see.
I don't know if he will.
I think he's coming in with Lesnar type, like, me, Meyer Tich is shit. You're shit.
That's the big thing about it is like, what's there left to say? I'm ready to fucking roll.
I say gay slurs. I'm fucking bad. Who knows? I don't know.
Yes. And we want to apologize if there is any offensive language. And by offensive, I mean, you know the shit we say. But anything
we stay
has
away
to do
from
with
racial slurs.
Yeah,
and gay
no,
slurs.
I'm saying it's saying a lot if we're apologizing beforehand.
Yeah,
because we don't like we do lowest common denominator. Funny, he does lowest common denominator.
Guy Fieri is back. All right, everybody, Lou. We look forward to seeing you later this week.
It's gonna be great. It's
leave
gonna
us fruit baskets in our rooms.
Yeah. This encounter will be a little different than our first encounter.
Oh, shit. Third encounter? This is the second
This is
encounter.
The second face-to-face encounter.
You may see him at some diners and drive-ins.
Some dives.
I'm here with my main mate, doggy himself, Lou J. Gomez.
I would be here with Bisbee, but he's on vacation.
Bisbee wouldn't hang out with Guy Fieri.
No, I'm talking, that was Lou.
Oh, I'm talking about Guy Fieri hanging
Their
out with
Their voices are almost similar.
Yeah, they have like a weird...
Gravel?
Yeah.
Probably both. Guy Fieri probably smokes. I know Lou does, or he did.
They both look like lead singers of another band.
Lou smokes a lot of weed, and he said on Twitter, don't touch your balls if you're using CBD oil.
Why?
I mean, just don't touch your ball. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Classic. It's classic
I don't
Lou.
Get it.
It's Lou being Lou.
It's Lou being Lou.
Gomez playing Gamez.
No, but you got Lou Gomez, or you got Fieri looks like the guy from, what's the fucking band?
Smash Mouth.
Smash
he
Mouth.
Went on stage with them recently, with a lot of people claiming they were the same guy.
And Lou Gomez looks like Michael Stipe, the lead singer of R.E.M.
He wishes. Wishes he had that weight. He looks like Michael Gilbert Grape.
Oh, he looks like Action Bronson.
More Action Bronson than Michael Stipe. He looks like Michael Stipe if he drowned, took a lot of water in, and turned like gray. He looks like E.T., like with a weight problem. Lou, hope you're still listening. This is Danish and O'Neill. I guess he said, I don't know what someone said online, hit me up, and said on Skanks, Lou had an outburst and said, this isn't the Danish and O'Neill homophobic slur hour.
Thanks for the plug, Lou.
Yeah, Lou, keep mentioning our show, please. Please do. All Gomites are welcome here. We will convert you.
Yes.
We will deprogram.
As long as you denounce your leader.
We will deprogram you. It's like someone will save you from North Korea.
Yes.
From the Lou Gomez lifestyle. Deprogram you. You won't say doggy anymore.
Yeah. You. Nothing will be real ass.
No. No more real ass.
No ass involved.
This is real dick donkey sauce. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Lou, we appreciate you listening, giving us plugs. Those hair plugs.
I wonder how obsessed he's become, because he does seem to catch on to a lot of this stuff. I don't know if listeners alert him to it.
I think he also has his staff of personal assistants and interns listening in the Lou Gomez bunker.
So, yeah, I wonder what kind of college credit they're getting.
Did you see the awesome tweet one of the Gomites did where it's like, Lou Gomez said he would start his own podcast.
I laughed for like 10 minutes.
And of course, Lou's a big compliment retweeter. He'll hit that retweet quick.
I was almost crying laughing. I go, these are your goals? These are the goals you accomplished?
Lou said, what was it? It was Lou said he would do a podcast network.
Yeah, he said he's going to start a comedy festival. That's only for comedy, as opposed to those other comedy festivals that don't do comedy.
No, it's all about the
and
network.
And then I said he was going to get with Kim Congdon before she even knew who Lou was.
You want to be a shot caller, baller, Lou Gomez, eating all you can.
That's good. And by the way, I've never done anything that I said I was going to do.
Who does? No one does.
It's true. Only Lou. He's this fucking diamond in the rough, dude, that no one even knows about.
Old Gostradamus.
Gostradamus?
Hey, Lou, read my palm. I'm going to take the fingerless off. Read my palm.
This is a real-ass palm right here, doggy.
Is that a real-ass crystal ball? What's with the doggy? It's real-ass.
What are you talking about? What ass?
Whose ass? Your ass?
What do you mean real ass? What?
You're talking about Eleanor's ass? You don't talk to her like that.
I'm going
to
kill you now. Now you're going to lose the fight.
Puerto Rican hammer.
Puerto Rican hammock.
That's been Lou Gomez post-show talk.
That has been. That's pre-fight post-show talk.
It's pre-press conference at Skankfest.
I don't know what sort of...
What time are we doing this at?
I have no idea.
Is the sun going
to
be
By the
out?
Way, nobody knows anything. I've tried to talk to Red Band because he has a show going on.
So
he's
no
like,
one.
No one is.
Okay.
It's, doesn't, I don't know.
I have a feeling you'll be getting a text about that comment from a man named Lou.
I will
hey,
be.
Hey, I'm sorry, doggy, about this organization. Here's the schedule.
This is a real ass schedule, by the way.
Talk to Red Band. He's my brother from another mother.
Just dropping Fieryisms all day long. Really isn't that far off. I hope this is a wake-up call. I hope next time when I see him, he's wearing like a blazer, and he's like, oh, hello, how is everybody?
I've dropped the Puerto Rican rattlesnake moniker.
And he's going like an NPR style of comedy.
He's doing political comedy.
By the way, I was listening to that fucking Malcolm Gladwell, and I like his show, Revisionist History. Then I hear him do this live show where he debates this other guy, and he starts shitting on stand-up comedy, saying how easy it is.
What?
Oh, really? It's really hard to entertain a bunch of fucking drunk. His thing was like, would you rather teach a class of first graders or do stand-up comedy? And
what?
He goes, oh, stand-up comedy for sure. I mean, how hard is it to make a bunch of drunk people laugh? I mean, comedians control their environment. I mean, they set themselves up for success.
What?
And dude, I was like, I'm
done.
Has
he never seen so many comics bomb?
The other guy's like, I totally disagree with you. And he kept going on
this. Tell him to do it. Don't do it.
Dude, it's because he goes to these shitty NPR crowds and he makes some fucking little slight generic joke and they go, oh my God, you're a god.
The top comics in NPR history are one.
Yeah, you got Gary Keeler.
No, Ira Glass is number one.
Gary
Keeler.
Two
is Gary Keeler.
Yeah.
Three is probably Malcolm Gladwell.
Dude, I was like... And then he was saying the most disparaging things about it, and I was like, dude... What
the fuck?
What a pussy.
And teaching first grade isn't easy, but I'll tell you what, you don't go home fucking feeling like you bombed.
No.
Ever.
Dude, by the way, I'd rather have a sober crowd than a drunk crowd. Drunk crowd's the fucking worst.
Yeah, we're going to be dealing with one, I have a feeling, Saturday.
Dude, I still fucking am like, I can't believe I'm doing... When I go up at night, I'm still like, I can't believe that I'm doing this.
Fuck
this
you.
Is ridiculous.
Malcolm Gladwell, you don't think your 10,000 hours applies to stand-up?
I was saying, you know what, I'm done listening. I was so angry because I was driving up to Fresno with Abby, and she was like, you have to stop talking about this. You're talking about this 45 minutes. I was like, fuck Malcolm Gladwell. Fuck his views on stand-up. I was like, why would you belittle an art form that you know nothing about?
And you can't do.
Yeah, you've never done it. You've never tried it.
What if you come out with an album and he's like, what if he's unreal?
He's unbelievable. he's the new Richard Pryor.
Dude, isn't he like real boring? Like with all his numbers and stats?
When he was doing this live thing, he said a couple of things that got some laughs. By the way, not from anybody in the car, but from the fucking shitty NPR crowds that go to those. And so
he is a real ass author.
It's true. And he did say doggy a lot. but I was like, you got to be kidding me with this, dude. I'll teach a class of first graders. Yeah, is it going to be fun? No. But I'll tell you what, it's better. And his whole thing about like they control their environment. You're in a comedy club. I got news for you. Every fucking audience is completely different.
If comedy is so easy, why do so many, obviously it's personal issues too, but why do so many fucking kill themselves with drugs and alcohol? It's a hard fucking existence, man.
Yeah.
How dare you, Malcolm Gladwell, you piece of shit.
There you go.
You just made two enemies.
Yeah. No.
You're too powerful.
You're on our list of
two very powerful enemies.
We're going to look up stuff about you. If you slip and fall, Malcolm Gladwell, guess who's going to be there to laugh in your face?
We're going
to
piss on you.
The Danish O'Neill.
Malcolm Gladwell is a spot tonight, okay?
Well, he's pretty good, huh?
You read his book? It's a good book. Okay?
He didn't give me a tickle in my balls.
Not funny, okay? It's not just that.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Lou, we'll see you soon, buddy.